Last time on Thornvale.
Please tell me you're actually Bjorn.
How do I know this isn't a trick? Are you really Sammy?
Sammy, you look down and you see a vine, and it wraps around your leg and starts to drag you towards the open door of this room. And as you get closer to this figure, you realize it's Henry. He is sitting in the middle of the floor, and he is not moving. He is just staring straight ahead of him.
You know, I'm not sure if I trust this either now that I think about it some more. I mean, that vine came by without us going through a door.
You turn on your third eye.
Oh my.
And
you
notice something that is floating above the fireplace to this room. It looks like a wispy, ghost-like apparition, and it is covered in these far-reaching, shadowy black tendrils. Henry, you are exactly where we left you, sitting in this inky black void. Then you hear a very muffled cry. Henry, in your world, Sammy suddenly appears right in front of you.
This is a room of pure magic. You just need to try and calm and focus and try to look through it.
Henry wakes up all of a sudden. You are on the floor. Henry, the first thing you see when you look up is Bjorn is standing over you holding a gun up to a horrible, ghostly looking monster.
Are we getting a TPK here, Susanna? Because I feel like we're getting a TPK here.
I'm so terrified. Oh, God.
I mean, we're at the point where, like, basically any of us have to get a full success, and if we don't, we almost have to burn luck on, like, every roll just to get out of this thing.
The whole thing just starts exploding in pieces, and you are all covered in this gross black spray.
Sammy looks down at the black gunk and starts thinking back to the Wendigo blood and literally starts to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I'll go first. How about that? I'll test the first door.
Bjorn, you very carefully take a step outside, and nothing happens.
I don't know about y'all, but I think I could use a good stiff drink.
And I think Sammy keeps drinking until she passes out on the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bjorn, you feel like your bones start crunching.
Of course.
Your skin moves on your body.
Because why not?
The full moon hits you, and you start to change again. It is not very long before Bjorn turns into a full, giant, white wolf. Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. This is the beginning of the new arc, and let me just tell you, I am super excited for what I have cooked up for you guys. First off, I want to say you can come visit us over at the Cast Junkie server. Now, it's a new name. So you can come visit us over at the Cast Junkie server, and it's still in the show notes, and it's still pinned to the top of our Twitter page. So if you want to come talk with us about this one, or if you still have unexpressed feelings from the former arc that you still need to get out and talk with us about, then you can come talk with us over on the Cast Junkie server.
It is true. Certain people become very passionate about certain arcs, I have found, which is rather interesting to read.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been really fun to like see people's reactions, especially one of our fans, he goes by Spectral Glooms, has been losing his mind about some of the stuff in this last arc, and it's just really entertaining to watch.
Hold on a second. When you say last arc, you have to remember it was two arcs ago. By the time,
yeah, it was two arcs ago. The little drinking monster arc.
Well, actually, should we officially give them a title?
Are they
now
named? Were they named?
Well, I'm gonna put out a poll on Twitter.
Okay. Never mind then.
But
yeah.
My leading the one that I want to win is Boozies.
I like boozies.
I like boozies.
I'm gonna ask
a lot.
If people want to if people have any other suggestions before we pick a name for them. So.
Yeah.
Probably should have done that a while ago.
That's okay.
All right. Yeah. So we do have merchandise. We actually have this really cool new shirt that is going to not be a new shirt by the time this episode comes out. But it has a line from the Boozies arc. I guess we're just going to call them that for now. Where I said, the dice may betray you, but I will not. And I thought that was such a great idea. Somebody picked up on it on Twitter and posted that because they liked that. I was like, yeah, that'd make a great shirt. So there's this cool shirt with a heart in the middle of it and dice on the side. It says, the dice may betray you, but I will not. So if you need a gift for your favorite dungeon master, that's the one for them. We also have stickers and other t-shirts. We have a cool shirt that has Andrew's funny line from early in the show where he said, I am by the numbers cooler than you.
One of my favorite lines.
It's a great line. So go check out our merch store. It is, I believe, teespring.com/... Hang on. Let me look up the actual specifics because it's a ridiculous name.
Well, it's going to be on our...
Yeah, it's teespring.com/stores/Thornvale store. And hopefully by the time this goes out, it'll actually be at thornvale.com as well. You'll be able to find that there.
On the website.
On the website, yes.
We're slow to this kind of thing. We're sorry.
I have a lot to do, and I edit the website myself. all right, so let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start with Sammy.
Uh-oh.
Sammy, you are snoring loudly where you fell asleep in the kitchen after the last
great.
Arc.
Mm-hmm.
You have made a little puddle of drool on the kitchen table that you are sleeping on.
Yeah.
Someone walks into the room and begins shaking you by the shoulders, trying to get you to wake up.
She'll try to, like, I guess, sit up, but she's very still, like, groggy, so she's kind of doing like a what, who,
yeah,
and looks around to see who it is.
Yeah, you open your eyes as somebody turns on the light, and the light kind of hurts your eyes. But you manage to look up and you see that it is Stanley. He has a somewhat concerned look on his face. And as you, like, look around the room, you're not sure if that concerned look is for you or for the copious amount of his alcohol that you drank.
I'd be concerned, too, if I were him.
Yeah. Also, Sammy, you feel like garbage.
Yeah.
Real quick, I need you to roll a cool move.
Me.
Is it just me, or is that a running theme with her more often than not? Is she feels horrible about something or other?
Sammy always feels horrible. I rolled a 10.
Okay, a 10. Good.
Yay.
You start to feel nauseous, but you're able to, like, keep it down.
Whew, I was worried. That's good.
Yeah.
To
be. You're kind of shaky and you feel extremely hungover. Stanley looks around the room and he says, "Hey, I hate to wake you up. Obviously, you guys didn't have a very good night. I've already woken up Henry. But there's been an incident over on West Thornvale. I need you guys to look into it."
What time is it?
And he looks down at his watch and he says, it's 9 a.m.
Sammy, like, rubs her face. And it's like, okay, I think I'm probably going to need a shower first. What kind of incident?
And he says, we don't know much, but something's been attacking animals over on West Thornvale, and it's getting really close to town. Something killed a bunch of chickens in a coop, and there's been a trail of destruction back through all of Big Gator Swamp. Something killed a lot last night, and the fact that it's killing chickens in someone's coop is not good. We need you guys to look into it. The cops are still there, so If you can get over there pretty quickly, that would be helpful.
I'll try my best. Do you have any Advil?
And he goes over into the kitchen that is like a little junk drawer, and he pulls out a bottle of aspirin and tosses it at you. You don't catch it.
I was going to say, she tries to catch it, but it just total miss.
It just like it lands on the table and kind of rolls to a stop before it bumps into one of his alcohol. One of his bottles of beer that you drank last night.
She just reaches for it, like, kind of sheepishly. It is, like, kind of getting embarrassed about the mess.
Yeah, I imagine.
As she realizes what the kitchen looks like, you know?
Yeah. And Stanley looks at you a little bit while you like, probably use what's left of a beer bottle to take this.
Yeah, I imagine she does.
I don't even think you know if it's yours, but yeah. He looks at you and kind of just stares at you for a couple of seconds, and he says, "Are you okay, Sammy?"
She kind of gives this, like, big sigh, like, no, but we don't have time for that right now.
Yeah. And he kind of shifts, like, uncomfortably, like, I don't know how to deal with this, you know? And he says, "All right, I think Henry was taking a shower. He'll be out in a second. Hey, you probably haven't, but have you seen Bjorn anywhere?"
Okay, no, I've been here.
I'm gonna need you guys
obviously.
To call him. I'm gonna need you guys to call him and get him to come.
Yeah, I'll
find you guys.
I can get a hold of him or try.
All right. Okay, so is there anything you guys want to do before you leave? Obviously, Stanley said there's a bit of urgency to get there before the cops leave, mm-hmm. and this scene gets all taken care of.
And since Henry is already awake, he's out, and he's already fully kitted up, including his number of shots. He's refilled that. And,
I would imagine.
And and as far as health goes, I'm assuming we're all fine since we all got back and we've been looked at.
You have had one night of rest. I actually need to talk to you guys about your health.
I actually looked up the healing rules. So it says between mystery. Well, it says it's based on the damage itself. So if you've got 4 harm, you need treatment. If you've got 3 or less, it'll just heal 1 every night. But it also says you get 1 healing in between mysteries if it hasn't been a lot of time. If it has been a lot of time, you just get everything back. So I don't know what the ruling from Susanna would be. Do we get 1 plus other stuff? Or
yeah, I'll say you guys get 2 if you need it.
Which I think they do.
I think
we both do. We both do.
I still have 2 left, but that's better than unstable. Yeah. Well, I wasn't unstable, but I had 4. So.
So before you go, Sammy, I need to let you know, because you are super hungover, you have a -1 to all your cool, sharp, and charm moves for the next 12 hours. It is 9 a.m. right now.
Wonderful.
Because you can be super tough and weird hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, it happens. Maybe I should get +1 to weird. No.
No.
Just teasing.
I'm not giving you a benefit for having drank so much that you passed out.
I am kind of curious to see how the third eye might function while being drunk. What she might see.
I imagine in Sherlock, when he gets drunk, how he just looks at like a chair and it says like egg city
chair,
thing.
Chair,
that's
egg
what...
thing, thing, chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right,
what it
yeah.
looks like.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Sammy would probably try to call Bjorn if Stanley said that he hadn't got a hold of him.
Okay. So you call up Bjorn, and he does not answer.
Does it go to voicemail?
It does go to voicemail. Yeah, it rings until it goes to voicemail.
Okay, so I'll leave him a message basically saying what Stanley told me.
Okay, I assume you give him, like, the address.
Address, yeah.
So are you guys just going to go there? Hop on the boat, head out?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else of great import we need to do here, but...
You could always ask Miguel to heal you.
I do have
Miguel is in his room, his workshop like he always
is. Okay, because I do have the 1 point remaining, which on the one hand, I'm thinking not important, but on the other hand, how close I have been to death before because of 1 point.
You were 1 point away.
I think I will just take a knock on his door, and Henry's going to be like, hey, we heard there's this incident, but I have this cut here. Could you just, like, just patch me up real quick?
And Miguel wheels over to you and he says, Yeah, that looks pretty nasty. What happened to you guys?
And Henry just takes in a huge deep breath, and he looks at him and he goes, do you want the long version or the short version? Because I don't have time for the long version, and I think you might want to be sitting down for the longer one, should I ever actually tell you. Suffice to say, it was a nightmare, and leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you need someone to talk to, I'm here to, you know, bare your soul if you need to, you know.
And Henry looks at him, and just the phrasing of, you know, bare your soul, he looks at it, and he looks at me, he's just like, as internally, he's like, well, that's kind of a strange way to say it. But he gets the sentiment, so he's just like, oh, well, yeah, thanks. Well, maybe one day soon.
Yeah, sure. If you guys need anyone to talk to, I'm always here. And he goes ahead and heals you guys, patches you back up. I don't know if Sammy would think to go.
Sammy's probably trying to find a way to freshen up a little bit and is wondering if they have any, like, spare clothes, because her clothes are probably all torn and, like, bloody.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you're pretty shredded.
Yeah, so she might try to find, or if Miguel would know where some spare clothes are that she could wear, she's probably looking for something to change into.
Yeah, so you go in right after Miguel finishes healing up Stanley, and you're asking him if he has any clothes, and he kind of looks at you for a couple of seconds, and he kind of looks you up and down, and he goes, yeah, I might have something. And he says, follow me. And then he wheels down the road, wheels down the hallway, and he takes you into a room that you've never been in before, and that's his room. He goes over to a closet and opens it up, and he points to a chest that is up on the that is up on a shelf in his closet, and he says to pull that down.
Okay, Samuel, pull it down and open it up.
You open it up, and it is full of women's clothing. And he says, you know, you're about the same size as my wife, so if you want to go through there and see if you can find anything, you can do that.
Aww.
I saw all of the terrified looks on your face when I said that he had a shelf full of women's clothing.
No, I knew as soon as you said that Miguel was going to give her clothes. I was like, oh no, he's going to give her his wife's clothes. Oh, that's sad.
So he says you can go through there. There's a lot of, like, summer clothes in there that you can... It's a little outdated, but...
Sammy says, thank you, like, sincerely, and then starts looking for something that she can wear.
Okay. So you find something, whatever you want to find. You can find stuff. And, all right. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm going to say she finds, like, maybe, like, a loose t-shirt and some jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, maybe like a baseball cap if there's one in there to kind of help shield the sun from her eyes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a baseball cap in there.
A really good idea.
Yeah. Like a Thornvale, like a Thornvale Little League or something.
Yeah.
And the Henry's got, of course, he has his stuff there, so he's it's not the same outfit he had before, but it's a similar look.
Yeah. I assume you would change as well. All right, cool. So,
are you going to go to Miguel for healing too, Sammy?
That's a good question.
Or heal yourself? I mean, you are magical.
Yeah. I mean, I can only heal like one at a time though. I'm trying to think if she would or not. She might just kind of try to be like the I don't need help and just move on.
Actually, I think I would think she'd be too hungover to worry about it right now.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even, like, notice. I mean, she notices that she hurts all over, but she's kind of, like, not wanting to interact as much as possible. So
Yeah, that's understandable. So you guys go ahead and head out. You get in probably Sammy's boat. I don't know whose boat is there. Someone's boat. You get in a boat. It's the important part. And you take what I assume is a rather quiet ride. Do either of you guys talk to each other as you, you know?
As you
ride?
I would like to think that most of our conversation, if any, happened last night in the midst of so much alcohol, but I think right now both of us, both Henry and Sammy, both I would think are still in the act of processing, because this is gonna take a while.
Yeah, I think so. You guys went through a lot,
so many things.
Yeah,
in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, Sammy is not very talkative today.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And she also is looking pretty rough in her hangover outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say that Henry doesn't feel nearly as hungover as she does, because not only did he not drink as much, but he's, you know, I don't know if it's a portent of what might happen in the future, but for what he did drink, he felt a little bit, but he's not hungover in the least.
I don't think Bjorn let Henry get drunk.
Yeah,
I didn't let you get drunk. Yeah.
Which this is gonna be interesting if they actually have to talk to the police or something, because I don't think Sammy's gonna be able to do a thing about it.
She has a negative one to her charm as well, too. Yeah. So
wonderful.
Oh boy, that's gonna be rough, guys.
Henry's gonna be the charming.
Your
charm's pretty good though.
I have a decent charm, yes, so I might be able to get something.
Yeah. What is your charm, Hannah?
Mine's a one.
Okay, so you have zero.
So it's now zero, yes.
Which means that my charm is the better in this case.
Yeah, yeah, in this case. It's just not a good sign. All right, well, as you guys are riding there, you guys get there and you get in somebody's car. I assume Sammy's Jeep.
Sammy's, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be pretty close to your house even if you hadn't used it, so... You guys get in Sammy's Jeep and start driving. And Sammy, you get a phone call. Because for once, I have actually remembered to have you do your start of mystery move.
Great. Okay. So, is it
it's Blue?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Sammy answers, hello.
And Blue says, Sammy, how are you today, darling?
In a strange voice, she's like, I'm good. How are you?
And he's quiet for just a second, then he says, I'm good. And then he says, it has come to our attention that there was some sort of dangerous beast over on West Thornvale. And if you haven't already heard about it, I really need you to go ahead and look into that for us.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way right now.
Oh, wonderful. And I want you to go ahead and do your start a mystery roll.
Okay, woohoo. That's charm, right?
I don't know.
Hang on. Yes, it's charm. Oh, great. Okay. Do I have negative one?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my.
Wonderful. Okay. Minus one.
Well, you have zero total, don't you? Like, it's not, like, just minus one to, it just cancels out your one.
Yeah.
So it's just a straight roll then.
Oh, true.
Gosh darn it.
Oh my.
Well, that's a four, and I leveled up.
Yay for levels.
Tell me about your level up while I think about how... Oh, God.
Yeah, so you're going to have to ask me to do something bad.
I know.
As far as level up goes, I wasn't expecting to level up so soon. Give me a minute. I'll take plus one tough because I currently have negative one, so now I have zero. That's what I'll do for my level up.
Okay. Oh, God. You guys have no idea.
Something bad and hungover.
Uh-oh.
Sammy's very bad day, part two.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Actually, this is like week two.
Yeah.
Sammy's very bad week. Okay, also, while we're in this pause, can I say that I'm just concerned about Oliver?
Oh, because as a player, you know that he's gone dark?
Yes, as a player. I personally, I, Hannah, am concerned about Oliver.
All right. I think Blue comes back on it and he says, Sammy, for this one, I don't think we should let whatever this beast is live. I need you to send me one of its paws, if it has them, tentacles, whatever it has. I need you to send me one of its paws after you've killed it so that I know that it's dead. So that I can prove it to the Order. I trust you, of course.
Yeah, I'll try my best. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. And he says, all right, well, happy hunting. And then he hangs up.
God. Oh my.
This
is going to be...
I'm really worried that this is Bjorn. And so, I mean, I hope not, but... Okay.
All right.
That's all I have to say.
You guys arrive at the house of the poor chicken coop owner, and you see a old man that is sitting on the edge of his porch, just kind of sobbing quietly to himself, and you see his wife is an older woman you assume to be his wife, is kind of petting him softly on the shoulders, just kind of trying to console him, and you see that the gate to this man's like back fence is open. He has sort of a chain link fence around, and you see the gate is open. And you see a lot of police officers kind of milling around. There's not too many, but you do see Captain Holland there.
Oh, joy.
What do you do?
There's
I'm gonna, like...
there's really no choice but to at least let her know that we're there.
Yeah.
So
Sammy's gonna like try to smooth out her clothes and like just try to make herself look as presentable as possible.
And
kind of motion for like Henry to follow her as she goes over to like talk to Captain Holland.
And okay. Actually, Henry's gonna step up, and Sammy doesn't have to do this, but Henry has been observing her throughout this boat ride, and he can tell that she is so out of it. So in a very rare, like rare for him, he does not do this with hardly anybody, but. Since, you know, after what they just went through and the fact that she's having to deal with a hangover, he just extends an arm to her and he's like, hey, you wanna, you know, just like,
lean
like
on
just
me?
On my shoulder here, you want, yeah? So.
Like, need some help walking?
Because, so, I mean, like, if she is seriously hungover, which she is, I'm just the act of walking from car to human would be hard enough.
What does Sammy say?
She'll probably reach out a hand and like put it like on his shoulder to kind of use him as like a balancing, like
yeah,
like a balancing beam, not beam, but like just use him to keep her balance and be like mutter like a, she mutters like thank you under her breath, but like doesn't really look at it.
And he just yeah, he just nods and then starts to slowly walk, keeping pace with her towards Captain Holland.
So you guys are seen by one of the cops that has seen you before, and they go ahead and let you in because they know you have badges.
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys come to see a scene of like absolute destruction. Like the chicken coop itself has been destroyed. Like it has been torn apart into splinters. And you see there is blood everywhere. And if there were chickens here, there are not anymore.
Oh no.
They have been... destroyed. Like there are pieces of chicken around.
I was so worried about the chicken.
Well, you don't need to worry anymore because there are no more chickens to be worried about.
I was so worried about that. Oh no.
Okay, so
Captain Holland sees you guys come in but kind of ignores you.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
Well, if she's ignoring us, then, like, she knows, if she's seen us, she knows we're there, and she knows what we do when we come across a scene like this. So, as long as in Henry's head, as long as they have made her aware that, yes, we're here, and it's her choice not to interact with us, so then I think Henry would just be, like, heading straight on towards the scene to get a closer look.
Okay, go ahead and roll Investigate a Mystery for me.
See, this is the point where the dragon would have been a chicken farmer had there been any chickens left. that is an 8.
8. Okay. So you get to ask me one question.
Okay. I am going to go for the pretty good catch-all. What is being... Wait, no, there might be one better. I was going to go for what is being concealed, but I don't think much is being concealed because it's all over the place. All right, I'm going to go with... What sort of creature is it? Can you answer it in any way, shape, or form with that question?
Yeah, I think there are a few things that you notice. The first thing that you notice is that there are the parts of the chicken coop that are still standing are covered in like huge claw marks. And you can see a couple of like forensics types guys, like lab guys are taking pictures. There's not a lot of cops here. This isn't like a murder. There's probably like maybe three or four, you know, just wandering around, just helping pick up the pieces, so to speak.
Yeah.
And you see this is something big and something with very big claws.
Okay. And is there a, I'm guessing there are tracks, right? Are there tracks or not?
I think you can probably see a few. I don't think with another investigative mystery, you could probably ask where did it go if Sammy wants to do that.
Well, at this point, Henry, seeing the claw marks and the strange looking tracks, even though he can't tell at this point where they go, he just for future reference, he takes out his phone in one hand and takes some pictures.
Mm-hmm. And what does Sammy want to do? What's she doing other than trying to stand upright?
Yeah. I think she's probably followed Henry, at least for now. She definitely wants to talk to Captain Holland, but for now, she's just going to take in as much information as she can about this scene. So she is looking at what has taken place and trying not to gag.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's going to be rough. Go ahead and roll Investigative Mystery.
You gotta wonder.
With minus one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hangover combined with
it's a sharp
blood
one.
And such in the air. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I still got a 9.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
I got lucky.
So you get to ask me one question as well.
Let's see. Probably where did it go, as that was the where we were leading to.
Yeah, you can definitely, you definitely find those big, huge paw marks. So you think, That paw that you have been tasked to get, you notice these paw marks that they seem to go over the fence. You can kind of see very deep ones where they landed on one side of the fence, and then they seem to have gone over the fence. So whatever this is, this thing can jump like super high. And you do see some paw marks going back into the forest behind this guy's house.
Okay.
You see Captain Holland come over to you.
Yeah.
And she is looking around, and she has kind of a puzzled look on her face.
Yeah. So Sammy's going to turn around and talk to her and be like, hey, nice to see you again.
And she looks down at you, and she kind of does a double take when she sees like your like bloodshot eyes with deep bags underneath of them. And she says, yeah, nice to see you too.
So do you know what happened? Any witnesses? Anything you can tell us?
She's looking, she kind of looks around and she says, it's weird. And she goes over to the paw marks that you saw, the giant paw marks in the ground with the really deep claws dug into them. And she says, this almost looks like a bear track or something like that. That's, I'm not saying there's not bears around here. It's a possibility. We're an island though, so there's not many of them as far as I know. But bears don't jump over fences. And she looks at the fence and says, something got in here somehow. It didn't come through the gate. And then she looks around at the carnage of chicken around her and she says, the other thing is, these weren't eaten. And she starts pointing out parts of chicken to you. And she says, there's this chicken's head, there's its you know, part of its chicken breast. There's its feet. You can see them. They're just strewn throughout this place. Like, this, she points it out, like, this chicken was torn apart, but it wasn't consumed.
Mm.
And then she says, it's weird because we've been finding very similar scenes back in the woods. There have been some reports of animals that have been killed, and they all just look the same. They haven't really been eaten. Like, whatever here is killing them for sport. And then she looks kind of disconcerted. And she looks around, she says, Have you seen Bjorn anywhere?
I was actually gonna ask her that. Yeah, so she like takes her phone out to see if she has any like any kind of response from Bjorn. Has she?
Nope.
And what time is it at this point? You said it was like after 9?
It's probably like 9:45 right now. Where
okay. So she knows that Bjorn would be awake at this point.
Yes, he would be. He would normally be awake at this point.
And especially after the experience that they had, she's very worried.
Yeah.
But she tries not to let that, like, come across her face. And she's actually like, yeah, I was gonna ask, have you heard anything from him today? Have you seen him?
And she shakes her head and she says, I thought he usually hung out with you guys.
Yeah, I think his phone must have died or something. Maybe he's just getting a new one.
She looks a little concerned. Like, she's wondering why. I mean, you don't look good, and Henry looks okay, but even he's moving a little slower than normal. And she's about to ask you guys a question when somebody walks up on the other side of the fence and pulls out his phone and starts taking pictures. He's a large African-American man with a pretty decent, muscly-looking kind of guy. And he pulls up his phone and he hits the record button on it and he points it towards the sheriff and he says, did you say killed for sport?
Oh, no.
And she looks up at him and she says, who are you? What are you doing at my crime scene? And at this point, Andrew, would you like to introduce your new character?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Oh my. What? What? Okay.
Hello again, Thornvalians. It has been a while since I interrupted the middle of your episode. I didn't want to interrupt the Nightmare Arc episodes with my ramblings, but here I am again. Anyway, if you want to skip this and get back to the story, I understand. The time code is 39 minutes and 21 seconds. I wanted to thank you guys for listening to this episode and encourage you to tell your friends about it. The best way for us to grow is word of mouth, so telling people about us is really important. You can also leave us a review on Podchaser or iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you only look out for the show on Fridays, you may want to go back and check out the first episode of Fractured Futures, our new one-shot, which came out on Monday. For most of this year, we'll be releasing new episodes of one-shots that will be anywhere from 2 to 10 episodes. I'm not sure yet, but some of them may be shorter, some may be longer. We hope that you enjoy them, and come let us know what you think about them on Discord or Twitter or wherever. With that, I want to introduce you to some friends of ours and another really good RPG podcast.
You creep through the lush forest, past a bubbling brook. Suddenly, a twig snaps behind you and you draw your sword.
Your neutron pistol shakes in your hand as you step into the abandoned starport. You try to ping the captain, but the comms are dead.
Then you see her, under the streetlight, a woman smoking a cigarette. Her sly smile reminds you of the witness.
She draws bullets in the dirt, chestnut whinnies you hightail it, but not before your arm tastes hot lead.
Many Realms is an actual play RPG podcast with short campaigns and a variety of systems. Where to next?
And now back to the show.
Okay, then.
Hannah's face. Hannah's dying, guys.
I'm broken.
Okay. All right, we're doing this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So this is Shamar Diapalo.
Yes.
Just to go on a little aside here, we decided that it would be a really funny joke if I forget when it came up.
So what happened is
you tell the story. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason his name is Diapalo is for a long time, apparently, before Hannah read my Deep Hollow series. That's two words: Deep Hollow. She thought that I was saying Diapalo, like a name. Yes. And so as soon as she told me that, she's like, I'm like, oh, I have to make this into a character.
Yeah.
And now Andrew gets to be that character. So let's tell me about Mr. Shamar Diapalo.
Yeah, so he is a reporter from the mainland.
Florida.
Mainland Florida, yeah. He's been hearing stories of strange goings on in Thornvale, you know, like when the big gator arc happened. He probably just heard about, you know, gator attacks, but it didn't really sound too off. But then he started hearing more and more and more frequently, too. So, you know, he would have heard about the Banshee, like, killing people with fright. He would have heard about the Wendigo and, like, just people dying horribly, you know, getting ripped apart and eaten. And like, he would have heard, like, the fallout of that. Obviously, he didn't get any details because, you know, people didn't have him, but he's heard enough that he decided to come investigate, and he wants to find out the truth because he thinks something's going on.
Oh no.
He doesn't know if it's the government or what have you, but he thinks something's going on, and he's here to investigate.
So Captain Holland...
Oh, hold on a second. His class is the mundane. He's just a regular old Joe Blow the Rag Man.
Yep.
He's just got a bunch of mundane powers. Nothing special.
The mundane is a really fun class because it's built around getting yourself into trouble.
Oh boy.
He has 2 charm, 1 cool, 1 sharp, 0 tough, and -1 weird.
Henry is cooler than him. So. Henry is cooler than him. Yes.
But you're not cooler than Bjorn.
No.
But you're not Bjorn right now, are you? You're this...
I'm not Bjorn right now.
My concern for Bjorn, though, has grown about 100-fold.
That is true.
Concern's skyrocketing now.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if Henry has to do something... No, I'm not even going to finish that thought. My gosh, no. No, no, no.
So I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything else that I can do right now to explain.
Yeah, so Captain Holland turns around to you and says, who are you? And why are you in my crime scene?
And I'm going to attempt to do some kind of voice for this guy. We'll see, though.
Let's do a deeper voice.
Yeah, I'll just try and do a deeper voice. I'm just trying to think about what his first salvo of response is going to be.
Hold if it helps, you are technically outside of the crime scene.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. yeah, okay. He's going to say... with all due respect, ma'am, the last time I checked, this isn't your crime scene. This is just public space out here. I'm just a concerned citizen trying to find out what's going on. I think the people have a right to know what's going on.
And she kind of stares at you, and she, like, looks around. And then she notices the footprints behind there, and... She turns to one of her officers, and she says, Officer Brown, would you mind extending the crime scene out behind the woods so that we can follow those footprints where they go and see if we can track this creature? And the officer gives you kind of a smirk and then goes and gets some caution tape and makes you leave the back of the crime scene.
With that, he will say, though, you said creature officially, right? You think this is a creature that's doing this?
Some kind of animal, sir. If you would leave, that would be great. Why don't we let this family deal with having lost their chickens?
I think Shamar will snap a couple more photos of the crime scene as he's kind of being shooed away. And I want to see if there's anything else he's going to do. Can he investigate a mystery on the footprints?
Of course, yeah.
All right, he is going to do so. He rolled a 13 on sharp.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
2 questions.
I think Captain Holland and Henry might be united in dislike of this new guy.
He's going to ask, where did it go?
Where did it go?
Yeah.
You can definitely follow these tracks into the woods. It went into the woods, as far as you can tell.
Okay.
Back towards the big gator swamp.
Shamar can very seriously doubt that the cops could cordon off everything, so he's going to keep that in mind. And he's going to ask... And what happened here is pretty obvious, but maybe he'll get extra details. So instead, I'll go with what is being concealed here. Maybe he'll find something.
Yeah, so as you are kind of walking back towards the wood after this cop is shooing you off, you look down and you find something kind of sticks out from the dirt. And you see a single long white hair.
Hannah is absolutely
Hannah's lost. She's gone. She is so gone.
Oh my gosh, guys, what are you doing?
Hey, guess what you agreed to do, Hannah?
Oh no.
And she's failed at that request before, so. So he is gonna, I think Shamar, he's gonna pull out, so if he was like back in the 90s, he would have like a little like voice recorder that he'd be like recording into to like record his thoughts as he's going, but he's just gonna pull out his phone and he's gonna like, you know, now he's not video recording with the cops anymore, he's gonna be like, some of the effect of, you know, I've looked into the crime scene, apparently that's what the cops are trying to call it. I don't have enough details yet, but he snaps a photo. He's like, I found this long white hair. I don't know of any animals native to Florida that have long white hairs. I might have to look that up later and see if that's actually true. But
a skunk, but this is a really thick hair.
Yeah. So he's be like, things aren't adding up, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. And then he just kind of stops recording himself.
All right.
And then he's going to follow the footprints off into the woods.
Okay. As you are following the footprints, you hear a slight commotion around you as the police officers start evacuating this area. And you hear somebody say, Captain Holland, there's been another attack. It's a person this time. And it's getting closer to the center of the city. He was just found a little while ago. And you see Captain Holland turn to one of her officers and tell them to finish forensicsing this area. I don't know what you would...
Processing?
Processing. Yeah, that word.
Forensicsing.
I like that word better, actually.
Yeah. I do, too.
I want to see if it's a real
word. He finishes processing. She tells one of her deputies. She tells one of her officers to finish processing this area. And she turns to you guys and says, if you don't mind, could you finish looking up here and head on out? I have to go see this next attack scene, please.
Where is it?
And she says, it's at a basketball court near downtown. This creature's getting bolder.
And then Henry just nods. He's like, all right. And then he turns back toward the car and sort of whispers to Sammy. He's like, I know you're not feeling up to it, so if you'll trust the car with me, I think I can get us there.
Well, she drove here.
She drove there.
Okay, it's true. All right. Well, if she, you know, just wanted to remind her I'm able to drive too.
She's going to like...
I think Henry just wants to
yes,
drive.
Yes, he kind of does, yeah. But...
She's gonna pat him on the shoulder and be like, maybe next time. I think we need to move pretty fast, so I can handle it.
Okay. What does Shamar want to do?
So he heard that there was another attack. I assume that once he heard them start talking, he probably would have like, he's like going off into the woods, right?
Yeah.
He probably like, I don't know if I have to roll for this or not. He probably stuck around trying to hear the whole conversation. Between...
No, I think you hear it.
Okay, yeah. So he heard Captain Holland talking with Sammy and Henry, telling them that it was at a basketball court in downtown. So he's going to try and get to the scene of the crime before them. He's going to try and rush his way over there.
Sammy's trying to beat the cops too.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if we all arrived at the exact same time? What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
All right, I'm going to have...
Spider-Man meme.
I'm going to have Sammy and Shamar both roll Act Under Pressure.
Great. Because I'm wonderful at that right now. I got a 6.
Ooh.
You are not going to beat the cops.
I got a 7.
All right.
Well, can Henry...
are going to beat the cops by like a minute.
I can't... Henry can't really assist in this, can he? Because it's... I mean, he's not the one driving, so he can't.
Could navigate? Offer a shortcut?
Could navigate?
Okay, all right. I'm going to... I'll take a roll for it. You want me to roll?
Yeah, I'll let you roll help out.
All right. Let me see. And that's cool.
It's cool, yeah.
That is an 8.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah, so on a 7 to 9, your help grants them 1, but you expose yourself to trouble or danger. I think we're just gonna, I think we're just gonna ignore that, and you just get the +1. So you're now a 7, so you are going to arrive before the cops, because you knew where you were going,
yes.
I guess. And after, right after Shamar. And you see that reporter that was pestering you guys earlier hop out of his car and run
hold
over.
Hold on a second. I don't have a car. I have a sick ass motor. Oh, I can't say that. I have a really.
You say ass literally all the time. It's fine.
It's absolutely cool.
I have a sick ass motorcycle.
Right, you do have a sick ass motorcycle.
So you see him like kind of just unstraddle himself from his motorcycle.
Yes, we'll go with that.
That's also a word, by the way.
Uh huh.
Unstraddle.
Unstraddle.
I would think that on the way over to the scene, I'd think that Henry admits to himself that he doesn't like this dude, but he has to stop for, like, just walk more slowly past the ride just to be like, man, that was a sweet ride.
Yeah. Look at that sweet ride. All right.
Sammy is not feeling it today and doesn't pay any attention to the motorcycle and just goes up and is like, it is not safe for you to be here. You need to leave.
She gonna wave the ID?
Yeah, is she?
Good question. She probably will. Yeah, flash the FBI badge.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So Shamar's gonna be like, he's gonna like play dumb. Well, I mean, yeah, they would have seen him, so he can't play dumb too much. I was gonna say he's gonna play dumb and act like he didn't know that you were just there too, but he's gonna say, last I checked, this is just a basketball court, and I have no idea why the FBI would want to be looking to this, and he starts recording.
There are a couple of police officers around that are already there.
Okay,
just wanted to let you know.
Never mind. Okay, yeah. So then he's going to change that, but he's going to say, I don't know what the FBI would have to do with an animal attack. At least that's what the cops are calling this. Seems kind of strange that the government would be involved here. And he starts started recording as he started talking, but he's just kind of holding it to the side now. Do you have anything to say about what's been going on recently in Thornvale here? I'm back in Bjorn voice.
It's okay.
He's going to say...
distantly related, no.
There's been a lot of strange things going on without very many good explanations, and it just reeks of the government hiding something. Do you have any comment to that?
And Henry has been watching him closely, and he sees that he's trying to sort of hide the phone behind his shoulder, and so... I think Henry can. I'm gonna have to roll for this, I'm sure. But Henry's gonna step up and try to swipe the phone. He's actually.
Are you trying to hide the phone?
No, I'm not trying to hide the phone.
Well, okay. Well, whether or not he's trying to hide it or not.
But I'm still using it to record. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am gonna. Henry does, especially after what just happened here. And I know he normally is. He normally is the conspiracy type dude, and he is. But in this case. He's just like, I'm sorry, we are the people, he's thinking, we are the ones who do this, not you, I don't know you. So, that's pretty much the extent of it. But he's going to try to make a grab for the phone, see if he can get it.
All right, roll Act Under Pressure.
And while he's rolling, I'd like to say
that... he's trying to steal my phone.
Look at the government getting you down.
Yeah.
Sammy's response is, I have no comment except that you need to leave.
Okay.
Act Under Pressure is sharp, right?
Cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always get that wrong. Mm. Okay.
It's okay. It's only
that is a 12.
40-something episodes. Nice. So yeah, you grab his phone right out of his hands.
Yeah, I get the phone, and of course I am terribly quick on technology. So basically, I don't break the phone. I'm not that sadistic. I'm not feeling that sadistic right now, because admittedly he hasn't done anything but record. But even so, I stop the recording, erase it, and step back, and I don't just I'm keeping hold of the phone until we can sort this guy out.
I mean, can Shamar try and make a roll to stop him from deleting it? Does he have enough time to do, like, grab the phone back before he deletes it?
Not with a 12.
Then he's just gonna say, "Hey, this is abuse. I'm a free citizen. I've done nothing wrong. Give me my phone back now."
And at that point, your advantage of having beaten the rest of the cops there is done, as Captain Holland steps out of her car and walks up to you and says, What are you doing to Henry?
And then Henry turns to her and says, "Captain, I think this guy might have been getting a little button happy on his phone, so here." And he just extends it out toward Captain Holland.
She just starts shaking her head, and Captain Holland takes the phone and then gives it right back to Shamar and says, "I'm sorry. From what I understand, he's still in training." And then she turns to Henry and says, "Son, you cannot just take people's phones. You should know better." And then she looks over at Sammy and says, "Aren't you, like, training him? Why? How did you let him do that?"
It just happened. I'm just going to put that out there.
I was going to say, Shamar steps in and he's like, "I don't care about training. I want their names." Like, he already knows Sammy's name because she showed the badge. But he wants, like, "I want his name. Who is he?" This is abuse by the FBI, of all things. Not even just the cops. And you better believe this is going to be in my report when I get this in my paper.
Oh, no. What did we do?
Do I work for a paper? Who do I work for?
You work... papers.
Or am I just like a freelancer journalist kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll just say you're a freelancer.
See, the thing is, that is something Henry would do, but now, oh my gosh, what do I do?
I mean, is Captain Holland going to give up this information? Does she know this information?
I don't think Captain Holland knows Henry's name.
Okay.
Henry's still got hold of his badge.
Captain Holland just like looks back and forth between you guys, just looking absolutely exasperated.
Shamar is also recording again at this point.
Of course he
and
is.
And he just, like, Henry just raises his hands up, and I'm like, fine, do whatever you want. I'm just trying to do my job, that's all.
We can deal with personnel issues at a later date. We need to focus on the issue at hand, which is the attacks. Where's the attack site?
Sammy, you turn around and you look at the basketball court, and this basketball court that was originally a sort of greenish blue color is now covered in blood.
Oh, wonderful.
You see a couple of paramedics that are helping get a man onto a stretcher.
Okay, Sammy's just going to walk away and walk towards the like basketball court to do a more in-depth inspection.
Okay.
Real quick, because this is happening at the same time, you know, Shamar's set back a little bit, but he's like recording into his phone things like, you know, unfortunately they took my phone, but you saw right there, you know, they just admitted that there's some kind of attack going on. That's the FBI. They stole my phone. I've got one of their names, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I don't know why the government's getting involved with an animal attack. And this is the proof right here, folks. And then he's like, trying to just like, at this point I'm assuming they're setting up their police cordon, right? Because
yeah.
they hadn't yet when we first got here, but now they're like,
yeah, as soon as Sammy starts to walk away, Captain Holland just turns away and starts directing officers to cordon off this enclosed basketball area. It's kind of a basketball with one of those big fences all around it.
So at this point Shamar knows that like he can't get in there like he wanted to. But he, in his mind, you know, he's got some evidence of meddling. I just wanted to like make it clear, like he's like recording more about what he's finding out into his phone.
Of course.
As he gets shooed away. I'll let them do their thing. I'm trying.
Are you
to
not going to try to get Henry's name?
Well, I've already asked for it, but they didn't respond.
Oh,
like, no.
I'm still like
him.
I still demanded their name, but they ignored
okay.
me.
Okay, Henry, are you going to follow Sammy?
I am, just because I I think of it like, well, I don't like the guy and he is recording, but hey, we have a friend in the FBI. We can make it disappear when you need to. So I'm just going to deal with this right now. Not.
I don't think Henry understands how the FBI works.
No, but I mean, some.
Or that he's not a part of it.
I know he is not. He's thinking of Bjorn. He's thinking that if he can get this to Bjorn.
Yeah, I know.
That, you know, he can make something happen. Not that he's going to make it disappear, but can make something happen. So, but no, he also agrees with Sammy that the important, more important thing is this. So.
So real quick, I think that brings up a point. We've probably never really dived into it, but I mean, Henry knows that Bjorn is part of something. Does he think his cover is his cover is what he actually is? Does he actually think he's a member of the FBI that just happens to be a Dragon Knight, or does he think that there's more?
No,
to it?
He thinks there is more to it. He does, but
okay, he just doesn't know what
thought,
it is yet.
His thought is that, you know, whoever he is with. You know, he's been able to put in calls to so and so and get things removed and all these
gotcha.
Things. So he's thinking that whatever it is, you know, he's got pull in high places is what his thinking is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I think I've said what my guy's doing for right now, at least. He's trying to just watch the scene from the outside.
Does Henry have any comments about Sammy's attitude?
about attitude about what specifically here?
She's being extremely aggressive.
He notices this, and like in comparison to this morning when she was so hungover, which she still is hungover, the fact that she's able to pull this off while being hungover is just like he has to take a moment and just process that because he knows that she's tough, but this particular combination, like crime scene to crime scene, while being hungover and. Like, in the absence of Bjorn just taking the lead on this, he's like, well, I knew she was cool, but wow, man.
He's impressed.
He is somewhat impressed. He is.
All right. You're going to go over to the guy that's being put on a stretcher next week.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Guys.